True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That music means it's time for the Donnie Football Debrief, brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread Company, over 100 years of baking experience. Donnie filled in for Starkey. He will be back tomorrow. We're excited about that because you get to hear Joe and we get to have Donnie back with us. Now, that is not a shot taken at all at one Sean Myers, who's filling in here, a man whose favorite number one moment in the history of his life as a sports fan was watching Steve Young dominate Bobby Ross, Stan Humphries, Natron Means.
Business.
In the San Diego Chargers.
Wasn't Tony Martin on that team back then?
In Super Bowl 29.
Alfred Papunu.
Sean Jefferson.
Dennis Gibson.
I hate to disappoint you, Pony. Yeah. I was like 2 years later when I became a Niners fan. I missed it. I've never seen him win a Super Bowl.
Wait a minute. So who are you rooting for in those years?
Steelers.
And then you just jumped to the Niners after the Steelers lost an AFC title game and lost a Super Bowl? You're like, enough of this?
Yeah, I think it was probably right around the season where they lost the Super Bowl where I started. It was quarterback club, man, on Super Nintendo.
Oh,
that's what did it for me.
It was a great game, yeah.
I think all of your fan loyalties are based on Nintendo.
Except for Penn State, where I went.
You like the Mariners because of Nintendo.
That's Ken Griffey Jr. Major
League
Baseball.
You like the 49ers because of Nintendo.
Quarterback club?
Yes.
Favorite basketball team?
Do you like a hockey team because of NHL 94 or something?
95.
Colorado Avalanche.
No. I don't even think they're on that game.
No, 96 I think they made it on there.
Detroit Red Wings.
That's right.
Yeah.
Sergei Fedorov was my top guy.
Your Igor Larionovs, things of that nature.
And then basketball was a few years later with the Lakers, but it was some sort of game. It was beyond Super Nintendo at that point.
What do you have for today's football topic, Sean?
September 9th, 2025, the debrief. So I know we talked a little bit about PFF already.
Yes, we did.
But I found a few things pretty interesting because PFF released their team of the week. Did you see this?
I don't think I did.
So you know, like you know who PFF, the quarterback is.
It's like the all PFF team,
Matt
right?
Stafford on a team that scored 14 points.
Yes.
Is it just like the highest graded players at each position?
Right.
Now
they have two running backs. They have two receivers, things of that nature.
A little birdie told me, and maybe this birdie had bad information, that Jalen Ramsey graded out as their best corner in week one.
He is not listed on here.
Okay, then I guess he did not.
I'm not going to go through every person. We don't need to talk about some of the linemen and whatnot. But sure. There's some guys that I think are significant because there's no Steelers on here.
Uh-huh.
But there is myriad Jets on this list.
Okay.
So first off, there's two running backs. Breece Hall, the highest rated running back from week one at 81.5. Are you surprised at that? Did you think he was the best running back in the NFL watching that game?
I'm now going through my head to try to figure out running
Henry
backs
was
who
really
I
good,
thought,
but the
yes.
fumble is going to cost a ton in
correct.
PFF metrics.
And it should.
Right.
And also when it happened.
Right. Henry, if he doesn't fumble, is a clear shoo-in for me.
The number two running back you will not get.
James Conner.
No.
R.J. Harvey.
You're close with that one.
J.K. Dobbins?
No.
Who?
I believe this player is also a rookie. Krosky Merritt.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, Big Bill.
I'm okay with Hall being there. I mean, I feel like a lot of it was their blocking, but...
He had a couple cuts against the grain that,
I'm fine with that.
Big runs, bigger runs. Also, Ramsey was the fifth-rated cover corner in football by PFF.
Thank you.
Number one receiver was Puka Nacua. He had a monster game.
Even after he was bleeding from the eye.
The number two receiver was Garrett Wilson.
I have
86.1.
I've got a hard time with that because he didn't hold on to the ball on that last play.
Ball was on the money.
Yeah, make that hold on to that thing.
That, I would count that as a drop. Now, do they count that as like some sort of? I'm trying to look at Jalen Ramsey right now. Do they have it? It doesn't count as like you dislodge the ball. I've never even seen a stat for that.
Did John Costco back and see if he can defend that one? The number one tight end. Any guess on this? There's a reason why I'm bringing it up.
Bowers, even though he only played like half a game, was still ridiculous.
It can't be Mason Taylor for the Jets, can it?
No.
Wait.
There's a reason why I'm bringing this up.
Oh, Tyler Warren.
That's right.
There you go.
Do you think he was... I know he got a lot of targets, had a pretty good game.
I think it should come with a caveat because the Dolphins were Keystone Cops and didn't look like they were really all that interested in playing football.
I don't know much about the Jets lineman, but A. Membu.
Yes,
was
rookie Armand from Missouri. Membu, He's the guy that matched up with T.J. Watt for the most of the game.
He was the top-rated offensive tackle in the NFL.
Holy crap.
Ronnie Stanley was second.
Do you know what, though? Do you remember the Steelers pretty much getting any pressure on Fields? Until very late in the game, they started to get to him in like zone read situations.
I'm going to say yes, because I honestly think if it was flipped, if Aaron Rodgers is the Jets quarterback on Sunday, I think the Steelers have 4 or 5 sacks in the game.
I think Fields' mobility
allowed for him to get out of there and either just take off and run or
does Fields get sacked
avoid
on the
rush.
On the play where Jones gets pushed back but doesn't technically disengage and Rodgers stepped up into the left right into Will McDonald? Or does Fields find a way to avoid that? I don't think Fields gets sacked there. I do think there are 2 or 3 plays I can think of where Fields did avoid the rush. You're right.
There are a couple of Jets defensively as well, and I found this particularly interesting.
Guy who lined up, it just says, did he line up against Broderick Jones and the guy?
Will McDonald is one?
He is not.
Quinnen Williams?
Quinnen Williams. He was the second highest rated D-tackle behind Ed Oliver. Now, this to me kind of negates what they said about Aaron Rodgers. The top rated cornerback, Sauce Gardner.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Man.
So you can't make the argument that the Jets secondary was garbage when you give a PFF rating of 90.3, the highest amongst all cornerbacks to Sauce Gardner.
Of the Jets corners, he got a 90.3. The other 3 rated Jets corners got 51, 53, and 54. They hated Michael Carter, Brandon Stevens stunk.
I'm happy you guys brought that point up, because in Tomlin Takes in a few minutes, which is when we take 25 minutes of Mike Tomlin and we give you the greatest hits. There's an album that your favorite band puts out. There's 15 songs on there. 5 are good, 10 are fillers. So we just take the 5 good songs, the good stuff from Tomlin, so you don't have to listen to the whole thing. He talked about Roman Wilson and why he didn't play a lot. And the point you just made is going to be a good discussion point for that in a few minutes. Is that the last Jets guy,
Sean? Yes. Yep.
Okay. No, well, Steelers, all Jets.
I was going to ask.
They lost.
Who would you have as the Steeler representative if you were to pick one person? Would you say it's Rodgers?
Do kickers count?
I don't think that they had no specialist on here, so I'm guessing they don't.
I would have said Rodgers. Even though they thought Cam Ward and Bryce Young were better.
Just to be different, I'll say Calvin Austin, I think, had a case. Drawing what should have been another penalty. Like, I thought Austin was very good. I thought that was kind of a nice little subplot
to
the
Rodgers
thing. By
the way, if longtime Patriots radio voice Andy Grush is right, that Jabril Peppers can be 2008 Ryan Clark, for a second, don't pay attention to the things that have made football fans ticked off at Ryan Clark lately, his TV commentary and social media commentary, and remember him as a football player.
Killed Willis McGahee.
If that's the kind of, like...
He may have killed Wes Welker,
once
too.
In a while, he's going to take it across the line and get flagged and push the envelope too far. But if that's the dude they're getting for nothing right now, a week into the season, yes, I am very excited.
I would be
about
bullish.
About Jabril Peppers.
I would be bullish.
Sean, thank you for that debrief.
You're very welcome.
Are you guys Peppers guys in general, the food?
Yeah, bell peppers, shishito peppers.
How about jalapeno peppers?
Yeah.
Sean, you seem to me like a guy that just eats plain food, so I'm guessing
That's
you're not a pepper
accurate.
Guy.
If I have a pepper, it's just the basic pepper.
What color?
The basic pepper.
What color is the most...
pepper guy.
Like, you know how you like, peppers are obviously brightly colored.
Yeah.
What color?
He doesn't have
most,
a color preference.
No. Is the most common color of food you eat? Like, do you eat brown foods, you know, just kind of bland looking foods?
Brown food sounds not that great.
Well, when you say you eat plain foods, I just think of like very blasé
stuff on a
plate. I
think a decent amount of greens.
Okay.
I would say so.
A decent amount of greens.
All right. I'm a broccoli guy, believe it or not.
Wow.
Didn't
Putting
see that one
there.
Coming.
No, I did not.
Coming up next, we have Tomlin Takes. We are going to give you the greatest hits from Tomlin's press conference, his explanation for why they struggled in the trenches in the Jets game, what he said about Roman Wilson's lack of participation in the game, all that good stuff coming up. Also, we have the PM Team name game next hour, backed by popular demand. Quick timeout, then a long commercial-free segment. First, I'm going to tell you guys,
yes.
Is it my turn to talk or is it Mulsey?
It is your turn to talk and only your turn to talk this time. Ignore the sheet.
What sheet?
There's a sheet
We've
that has
made
all
an
the,
amendment.
Yeah,
oh,
we
okay.
made an,
okay,
yeah,
okay,
we made
okay,
an
okay,
amendment
okay.
to the sheet.
I'm good, guys. Here we go. All right. Hey, if you are a Pittsburgh homeowner and you've got a garage that has a garage floor with cracked concrete, peeling epoxy, and or paint, I finally have the answer to your prayers. Comer and Cross Concrete Floors, they have their end of year garage sale going on right now at 1-800-NEW-FLOOR. Best price guaranteed, starting with $750 off. If you finally want that garage floor that you can eat off of, where it looks good, that's never going to chip, crack, or show any chips again, Comer and Cross is here. They can get the job done in one day. They'll even take all of the crap you have in the garage out and do that job for you perfectly the first time. No subcontractors, no temporary employees. These are all veteran certified employees who are going to do the job. So give them a call right now and get that best price of the year. 1-800-NEW-FLOOR. That's 1-800-NEW-FLOOR or go to comercross.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on The Fan, 101.9 FM.
I want players who want to play. I don't want players who are oft injured. I want players who give a crap. And I really feel like, you know, since, Thibodeau got here and Leon Rose got here, and I guess you could say World Wide West, that they've tried to bring in players who kind of mirrored that kind of thinking.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.